Going on, everybody. So tonight, I thought that we'd talk a little bit about one of the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family's good buddies, another guy that is being accused of sex trafficking and abusing girls as young as 14. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I don't even have one friend that is a notorious sexual predator. Never mind multiple. And that's what we have here. The Joe Exotic of the Windsor family, a.k.a. Handsy Andy, a.k.a. the Royal Diddler. This dude has all kinds of friends who are allegedly involved in sex trafficking, human trafficking, the abuse of girls. And this man still has not been compelled to speak to authorities. What does he know about Peter Nygaard? What does he know about his other friend that we're talking about this evening, Peter Nygaard, and his behaviors? He might not know anything, but I think that it is the acceptable path to take here by asking these questions. Normal people aren't out cavorting with people like Jeffrey Epstein and Peter Nygaard. You mean to tell me that the Royal Prince of England doesn't have anyone around him to tell him that these are bad ideas? Or did he have people around him telling him, hey, this is a bad idea, and he ignored it anyway, in his own hubris, in his own narcissism? He figured that, hell, I'm Prince Andrew, I'm never going to get in trouble, it doesn't matter who I hang out with or what they do. So don't come at me with that shit, these are my friends. That's what he's telling his security people, probably. Because if not, if no one on his security detail, if nobody who is supposedly in charge of safeguarding this man did any of the legwork and did bring this to him, then they were very negligent in their duties as well. But my guess is it wasn't these people who didn't give Andrew the heads up. Or it wasn't that Andrew didn't know what sort of people these were. It simply came down to he did not care. Because you see, they had the one thing that Andrew craved. And that, my friends, is money. Imagine being a Prince of England and still that's not enough for you. The vast amounts of wealth that you had at your hands were not enough. All of the privilege you had at your feet was not enough, that you had to have more. Your greed was so large and so big that it didn't matter the sort of people you were hanging around. As long as you were increasing your wealth in one way or the other, as long as you were making sure that your bank account had some more zeros added to it. And nothing else mattered, because for so long, these people thought that they were never going to have to answer for their behavior, for the things that they have done. But now we see that the script has flipped. And questions are being asked, and answers are being demanded. And I can only jot this one down, this Mr. Nygaard guy being arrested and being taken out of commission, as a victory for the good guys. Because a man like this has no place amongst the rest of us. This is a monster. This is a man who, if he is guilty of what they allege, and it sure looks like he is with how many people have come forward, then this is another candidate, in my opinion, that should be forced into chemical castration and put underneath the prison. There's no coming back from this. There's no reformation. There's no refurbishing yourself or fixing whatever's wrong with your head. If you're engaged in this, human trafficking, the abuse of little girls, the rape of girls, I gotta tell you, my man, I have no empathy or remorse for you. If you're convicted of these crimes, then I think that you should be chemically castrated. I know that sounds harsh, but look, there's no way in hell that people like this are going to stop. I've used the example before, and I think it's the perfect example. It's like a serial killer. These people do not stop, these serial killers, unless they get caught or they die. And these serial offenders, when we're talking about sex crimes, it's the same exact thing. So if the authorities never stepped in to stop this guy, he would have continued on this run for Lord knows how long. And the sad part about it is, somebody like Andrew, somebody with all of that power and all of that wealth, thought it was a good idea to pal around with this dude. And it's not like it's just one mistake, right? It's not like it's just one friend that this guy has that's a piece of shit. And I don't mean just like a Bernie Madoff piece of shit. I'm talking like the worst kind of pieces of shit in the history of the world. It's just a coincidence that he's close to two of them. I'm sorry, but I don't buy it. So tonight we're going to discuss Peter Nygaard and the fact that he is in trouble. He is in serious trouble. He's awaiting extradition to the United States. I mean, awaiting justice in the United States as we speak. And the crimes that he is alleged to have committed are absolutely 100% heinous. And a guy like this, I don't understand how he could have gotten away with the things that he got away with for as long as he got away with them. It has to be, once again, the authorities looking the other way. You mean to tell me there were no rumors? You mean to tell me nobody was talking to the authorities at all about this guy? Nobody had reported him? Please. It is an absolute joke that people like this continue to operate. Our article is from the Canadian Press, and it was run at kamloopsthisweek.com. An eccentric Canadian fashion mogul, pedophile, who has applied for bail in Winnipeg while facing sex charges in the United States, says he's not getting the nourishment he needs well behind bars. What do these people think? Do they think when they get arrested and they get put behind bars that it's an a la carte menu from Ruth Chris Steakhouse that's getting put in there? What do they think? That they're going to get some orders from Sparks? You're going to eat whatever they're serving up, my dude. What do you think? You're the first 79-year-old octogenarian to go to prison, go to jail? Shut up, eat your bologna sandwich, and enjoy it. Because you got a lot of them coming in your future. And if I can make a suggestion, you should spend some time learning how to make a grilled cheese sandwich within your jail cell. Because you're going to be spending a lot of time in there, my friend. Peter Nygaard, 79, says in an affidavit that his unconventional health routines have included taking anti-aging stem cell shots 4 times a year in China and Panama. He also describes having a diet free of sugar, carbs, and preservatives. Oh, well, you should have thought of that before you started abusing people. You should have thought of that before you got involved in human trafficking. You dumb moron. Nobody cares about your sugar allergies. Nobody cares if you can't ride a horse either. And nobody cares if you have fat fingers. It's absurd. These people like Nygaard, like Ghislaine Maxwell, they continue to think that they're calling the shots even after they're in custody, even after they're facing down life sentences for the most part. And meanwhile, this guy still thinks he's calling the shots, crying about his nutrition, crying about the fact that he goes to get anti-aging shots in China and Panama 4 times a year. So what? What does that mean? Guess what? You're not getting those shots anymore, all right? Better invest in some B12. Get yourself a little vitamin D. Do a few push-ups. Nobody cares about your shots in Panama, you epic moron. I am getting sick and tired of these people, boys and girls, let me tell you. They really think that they have a separate set of rules. They really think that even when they're arrested, that they're calling the shots. But boy, are they in for a rude awakening, aren't they? The affidavit includes a reverse aging paradigm showing photos of Nygaard over the years. In some, he is lifting weights, playing sports, and standing with actor Mel Gibson. Oh, that's great company. I mean, Mel Gibson just has a sterling reputation. Not like he went on some kind of crazy-ass rant at some point. That never occurred. So why should we be shocked to see Peter Nygaard hanging out with Mel Gibson? And furthermore, shows him lifting weights, playing sports. Great, he'll be able to play some handball in prison, maybe a game of hoop, plenty of weights to lift, and you can do all the push-ups you want. Guess what you're not doing, though? You're not going to China for any shots. You're not going to Panama for any shots. And you're not wiggling off the hook. Nygaard says that since his incarceration in December, he has lost weight, suffered dizziness, and has numbness in his hands and his toes. Well, how do you think the girls feel that you abused, you son of a bitch? Just like with Jeffrey Epstein, you are an absolute piece of shit. Okay, so I don't care about your fingers, I don't care about weight loss, and as far as dizziness, well, what does that even mean? How can you even quantify something like that? What, do you go to the doctor and the doctor's just going off of the buddy system? Oh, yeah, Mr. Nygaard feels like he's dizzy all the time. What? So what? I don't care. Just sit down on the bed. You ain't going anywhere anyway. Take a nap. Dizzy. After the wake of destruction this dude left in his path? Are you kidding me right now? As if anyone should care that this dude has lost weight, suffered dizziness, or has numbness in his hands. You lost weight because you're not eating your 5-star meals anymore, jackass. All right? Just like your friend Ghislaine, bologna sandwich time. Unfortunately, I am not getting the nourishment necessary to keep me safe and healthy, he says in the affidavit. Well, you're going to have to adjust. Better eat your Flintstone vitamins. Better do your push-ups. Because you ain't getting any of your special treatment while you're in prison, my friend. If the judges of the SDNY keep to the same path that they've been on when it comes to these human traffickers as of late, Nygaard's in for big trouble. This dude's looking at a trillion years in prison. And my only hope is that they find some sort of anti-aging vaccine or treatment or whatever you want to call it to keep the guy alive so he has to spend every last one of those years alive and behind bars. Nygaard was arrested in Winnipeg under the Extradition Act and faces 9 counts in the Southern District of New York, including racketeering and sex trafficking. Bam, racketeering, folks, RICO. So Nygaard got RICO. Epstein and Maxwell, though, we don't got no RICO yet, but Nygaard gets it? That just, again, signals to me that it's on the horizon, that when we see this superseded indictment eventually, that RICO most certainly will be the centerpiece. You know, like when you walk into a family holiday and your uncle or your aunt or whoever made a really incredible turkey and a great roast, and it's the centerpiece of the table, that's what the RICO charges are going to be. The turkey, the roast, the big deal. And they're coming. In my opinion, they're coming. Now you see him right here with Nygaard. This guy nailed big time. We're talking racketeering and sex trafficking, probably the Mann Act to boot. So this dude's facing about 465 trillion years in prison. I'd like to see Maxwell facing the same kind of charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office alleges that for 25 years, Nygaard targeted women and underage girls from disadvantaged economic backgrounds with promises of modeling and financial opportunities. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? For those of you that are dug into the Jeffrey Epstein case, that sounds very familiar, doesn't it? And that's why we're talking about it. The parallels are very similar, plus we have the connecting factor that is Andrew. So we see that it's not just Epstein who was engaging in this. This is something that is obviously a serious problem. And there are more of these sick, disgusting billionaires that are up to this shit. I have no doubt about it. They say Nygaard forcibly sexually assaulted many women and girls, some who were between 14 and 17 years old. I mean, come on, man. If anyone deserves to get that chemical castration, it's this clownfish. If he is convicted of these crimes, I would love to see this guy really get the book thrown at him. Set an example. Just like with Maxwell, set an example. So the people coming after him understand that there's no messing around anymore. There's no sweetheart deals or NPAs in anyone's pocket. Only long, hard jail sentences that follow quick convictions. The indictment alleges the criminal conduct involved dozens of women in the United States, the Bahamas, and Canada, among other locations. So once again, another intercontinental scumbag. And who do they prey on? The most vulnerable amongst us. Nygaard also preyed on indigenous girls in Canada. And we know that there's a huge, huge problem of indigenous girls going missing and being abused in Canada. So this dude is just all around bad, all around scuzzy. And I would not be shocked if, when this is all said and done, if he is not another very, very prolific abuser, another super prolific sex trafficker. During a bail hearing in Winnipeg on Wednesday, Nygaard wore his long gray hair in a messy bun as he appeared in court by video from the Headingley Correctional Center. Looking disheveled, he pulled down a blue, non-medical mask to reveal a gray mustache. I don't care about any of that. You should look disheveled. You should look shook. You're facing extradition to the United States, bologna sandwiches, and a miserable ass life. But guess what? You have nobody to blame but yourself. Nobody told you to use your great privilege and your abundance of wealth to abuse girls on multiple continents. So I don't care about disheveled hair. I don't care about him losing weight. Just like with Maxwell, this dude's not being abused. Certainly not being abused in Canada, I wouldn't think. Lawyer Jay Prober requested his client's release and argued Nygaard's health will deteriorate if he remains incarcerated. Every day Mr. Nygaard languishes, there puts his life at risk, Prober, who attended the bail hearing by phone, told court. Again, just like with Epstein and just like I say all the time in that case, what about the girls that this dude abused? Why should I be more concerned about how he's feeling now than how those girls have felt for all of these years? Unfortunately, this is what happens when the karma train comes out of the station. It blasts into you, and then you have to deal with the consequences. This dude was running around abusing people, throwing all kinds of bad energy into the universe, and he acts like this wasn't eventually going to be the result, especially now in the environment that we're in. All of these people, like Nygaard or Andrew or Maxwell or any of these other human traffickers, they should all be keenly aware that their days are numbered and this bullshit is going to come to an end. And it all starts with these bigwigs, these high-level traffickers facing justice. And I don't mean a slap on the wrist. I'm talking about 100, 150 years behind bars. An affidavit from Nygaard's doctor in Winnipeg includes a list of health issues, including diabetes, blood pressure issues, and sleep apnea. He also has a pacemaker. So, in other words, dude's going to have a miserable time in jail. Sorry, there's an infirmary there. If something goes wrong, he can go to the infirmary, and he can be treated like anyone else who has committed a crime. If you had all of these health issues, maybe you shouldn't have been running around raping and molesting people. Maybe you should have been more concerned with your health. Maybe instead of going to get an anti-aging treatment, you would have went and found yourself a shaman in the rainforest to help you with one of your other ailments. So please, shut the hell up. Proberus said Nygaard denies all of the allegations and expects to be vindicated in court. Scott Farlinger, representing the Attorney General of Canada, said Nygaard is a significant flight risk. Farlinger, who spoke by phone, said Nygaard has a history of not showing up to court during legal proceedings in the Bahamas and has the financial means to flee. He said there are also concerns about Nygaard continuing alleged predatory behavior. 100%, these people don't stop. So what, you're going to let him out on bail so he can have another group of girls come to his house to be abused? What, you don't think these people are that brazen? I know it sounds ludicrous, but they are. They love throwing this shit in people's faces. Look what I can do. Look what I can get away with. And I think that the Attorney General for Canada here is in the right. This guy has a lot of money, a whole lot of money. The bail hearing is to continue January 19th. New documents filed this week also show Nygaard's legal team hired investigators in the U.S. to speak to an American woman who worked for Nygaard as an assistant in Canada until as recently as October. Nygaard's indictment says the FBI searched the woman's phone, but the defense documents say she later told investigators she had not seen misconduct. So, I'm not too sure one way or the other about this lady's comments, but I tell you what, there are a lot of alleged witnesses here, so I wonder what the whole entire investigation is going to uncover, and I wonder what these witnesses are going to say. Nygaard's team also filed this week a number of affidavits from associates and friends who are standing by the businessman. Two people who were employed by Nygaard also offered to put up their homes to act as sureties if Nygaard is released. Boy, this all sounds familiar, doesn't it? Must be nice, huh? Must be nice to be alleged to commit these sorts of heinous crimes, and all your friends are still rallying around you. Shouldn't be shocked at this point. We all know that so-called polite society is filled with fellow travelers. I mean, what other excuse could there possibly be for all of these pedophiles, traffickers, and diddlers to be associating together? Other documents include a collection of images of the former fashion mogul with politicians including former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, war criminal, by the way. And why should that shock anyone? People with this kind of money, well, they all hang out together. And we know that Bush is an absolute scumbag. I mean, he has no ties to Epstein that we know of, but that doesn't mean he's not a scumbag. The fake war in Iraq, all those people displaced, all of those people killed, all of those American soldiers maimed, and for what? For nothing. To make the military-industrial complex happy. So I'm not shocked that George Bush would be hanging out with a guy like this. Not shocked in the least. Known for flashy billboards and lavish parties, Nygaard came to Canada as a child from Finland with his parents in 1942. He founded his fashion company in Winnipeg in 1967, and it grew to become a brand name sold in stores around the world. Nygaard stepped down as chairman of his company after the FBI and police raided his offices in New York City in February. Yeah, probably a good idea. Pretty sure the investors probably demanded that he step down. Pretty sure people in the boardroom were not too happy about what was occurring. And this is the same thing we saw in the Jeffrey Epstein case, right? We see a lot of people who were involved with Epstein, bigwigs, forced out of their positions. Wexner, Dubin, Andrew. And that's what happens. When you associate with people like this, and the nuclear bomb goes off, and the fallout begins to rain, well, again, you have nobody but yourself to blame. He is also the subject of a class action lawsuit in the U.S. with similar allegations involving 57 women, including 18 Canadians. It alleges Nygaard used violence, intimidation, bribery, and company employees to lure victims and avoid accountability for decades. Oh, again, does that sound familiar or no? Hush money, using connections, using your power, all to avoid justice. The lawsuit was put on pause in August. While reasons for the stay in the suit were sealed, the court docket said it resulted from a government motion that named three federal prosecutors, an indication the criminal investigation was proceeding. And we know that the criminal investigation will always supersede the civil investigation. And we know that in a case such as this, with so many people coming forward, that, well, you know that the prosecutors are chomping at the bit to get busy and start proceedings against this man. Two of Nygaard's sons filed a separate lawsuit against him months later, claiming they were Oh my God. I mean, this is tough to read, folks. Two of Nygaard's sons filed a separate lawsuit against him months later, claiming they were statutorily raped at his direction when they were teens. The sons allege Nygaard arranged for a woman to have sex with them. Nygaard has said through his lawyer that he denies all the allegations in the lawsuits. He has blamed the accusations on a feud with his billionaire neighbor in the Bahamas. Yo, his own sons are coming out and saying this dude engaged in some untowards-ass behavior. I mean, wow. What more evidence is needed? How much more powerful does the testimony need to be? If your own sons are coming out and saying, my dad is a scumbag, and basically when we were underage, had some woman that he paid or whatever it was, have sex with us. So, yeah, we're coming out and we're lending our weight to the other people who were abused by our father. We're lending the weight of our claim to theirs. I think that's some pretty powerful stuff, folks. But I think that what you can see here is very similar to what we cover in the Jeffrey Epstein case on a regular basis. And this man is just another example of another member of so-called polite society who believes that they can do whatever they want to whoever they want. Well, it's going to be a long year for these people. Because guess what? The party's over. Everybody's paying attention now. And nobody is going to ignore this shit any longer. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BobbyCappucci at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BobbyCappucci. All of the links that go with this episode can be found in the description box.